Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, by the way. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. I certainly encourage you to go there and support the great work that they do on behalf of small businesses. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things I want to ask your opinion on is that I've been waiting now for almost a month to get you back on the show because I wanted to know what you think about the president's proposal to consolidate some of the departments. For example, maybe not the entire Department of Commerce, but at least some of the Department of Commerce with the SBA, with Ex-Im Bank, with the U.S. Trade Representative, get all those people under one roof. Is that a good idea?
You know, I guess it could be, Jim. It depends on how it's structured. I know, a lot of my colleagues and allies in the small business community are very much opposed to bringing the SBA under Commerce, and because they feel like small business would get lost. I'm holding out judgment because I'd like to see the specific proposal, because I do think there are ways that you can meld and integrate programs at Commerce and SBA to make them more effective for small business. But, the question is whether the specific proposal will do that. And so I haven't seen a specific proposal. So I'm open to, making government more lean, cutting spending, making it more efficient and effective. I just haven't seen, or no one really has seen a specific proposal yet. Mm-hmm. So I will say that, the U.S. Trade Representative's office, a little concerned about, bringing that in. I hope that doesn't get lost. The trade office's function, and having a downgrade, mm-hmm. from the executive office, because I do think that that trade function is just extremely important in terms of cutting new trade deals. I mean, making that a very high priority within the administration.
Well, of all the areas that we should be expanding, if we're going to expand anything, it ought to be in the departments that are actually about business.
Right.
And we should
be contracting.
We should be contracting areas like the Department of Education and things like that.
Jim, you're right, and that's the irony. I really should have started with that, but I'll end with that. In that if it's all about jobs and business, it's just very interesting that the president started this government efficiency and cutting government in the business sector, as opposed, as you said, with something like huge, like Health and Human Services, which is, that whole department is bigger than most countries.
Right, exactly.
So there's a lot of other places that he can really start with and cut and get rid of duplicative programs. It is interesting he started with those programs servicing the business sector.
Right, exactly.
That being said, I'm interested in seeing what the specifics are. And there's a plan, that's what they said, but they haven't shared it with the business community. And I think that's bad, because I think they should get feedback from the business community.
I agree.
Who's on the receiving end of these programs and can give them some insight.
I want to move over.
Hopefully they will share that plan.
I want to move over and talk about the tax proposals. This week, the president recommended cutting 100% permanent capital gains tax for small business and another year extension of full expensing for capital items. This capital gains tax cut, in my opinion, demonstrates how little the administration knows about how small business owners are taxed, to me. What do you think?
Oh, Jim, I agree with you. First, it's only for C-Corps, and
right.
Most businesses are not C-Corps.
That's more
so
small
that
businesses.
Excludes,
that's exactly right. 95% of small businesses are LLCs or S-Corps.
So it excludes all of them.
Yeah. But when he says small business, it sounds like he's throwing a happy net over everybody, and folks. This is some of the disingenuous sleight of hand stuff that we're seeing right now, and this is why it makes people like me and Karen it upsets us when we know what the truth is. Go ahead, Karen.
Right, but and also on the the business expense and extending it for another year. I mean, these are only purchases before January 1, 2013. So essentially, by the time that thing gets enacted, if it does, businesses will have 3 or 4 months to use it. That's not the way they, Jim, that's not the way.
This isn't the way businesses plan.
In terms of their capital, in terms of their investments and things like that. And, so that, why don't we make that permanent?
Right. And Karen, we need to be fair about this, folks. This particular thing we're talking about, manipulating the tax code here and there every other year. So this is not an Obama. He doesn't own the franchise on this. This is something that both parties have done, and it's just like not having, in my opinion, Karen, just like not having a long-range national energy policy. We don't have a long-range national tax policy that promotes growth in the economy. It's designed right now to be manipulated to the politician's advantage.
Oh, yeah, and basically to allow something for the rest of 2012, where we're already February 1, 2012 right now, is sort of foolish from my perspective.
Right.
Look, he does support, the crowdfunding, building a platform.
Which I'm not necessarily in favor of, Karen. I know you are, but I'm still holding out my judgment on that one.
Yeah, but I would, people, I hope they visit our website on that, sbecouncil.org, because there's been billions invested in gift-based crowdfunding. This happens overseas, and there's practically zero fraud, in these whole platforms, because they do have, built-in protection for investors. The intelligence of the crowd helps to vet out the bad guys. They do have to, there will be a certain amount of regulation. But anyway, so
hold on to that thought, Karen. I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. I told you we'd get smarter when Karen joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.